As Unit 5 and District 87 students return from spring break, McLean County sees four more confirmed cases of COVID-19.
These cases are simply just the tip of a really big iceberg.
That's Melissa Graven from the County Health Department. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times.
It's Tuesday, March 31st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Governor J.B. Pritzker projects the state will reach its COVID-19 peak in mid-April. Public health officials here say it's too soon to project when cases could peak locally. But Melissa Graven with the County Health Department says she expects the number of cases to keep rising for a while.
We knew we were going to see more cases. These cases are simply just the tip of a really big iceberg. We know and fully anticipate we're going to see a lot more.
Yesterday, McLean County added four more COVID-19 cases, bringing our total to 17. Of those four new people, two are women in their 70s in the hospital, one in intensive care. The county now has four patients in the ICU. Meanwhile, fewer than 200 people were tested for COVID-19 in the first 2 days of drive-up testing in the McLean County Fairgrounds. David Hopper with the McLean County Health Department says the turnout was underwhelming.
We were definitely hopeful there would have been more, and we hope that as this week goes along, there will be more people taking advantage of this local screening opportunity.
The state loosened testing restrictions after the first day, but it's still only open to symptomatic healthcare workers, first responders, seniors, and those with underlying medical conditions. Meanwhile, Illinois National Guard soldiers based in Normal will help respond to the pandemic. 15 soldiers from the 404th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade will head to the Metro East area to help county health departments there gather data and report it to state authorities. The use of that unit, based at Heartland Community College, is part of an additional 115 Guard soldiers called up by Governor Pritzker.
And I just want to say the work that the Illinois National Guard and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have already done, what they're capable of doing, is truly phenomenal. I mean, incredible stuff.
Pritzker says the McLean County Health Department and other downstate agencies will be receiving, by today, more personal protective equipment, or PPE. He says the federal government has failed to deliver Illinois the quantities of PPE requested in its last three shipments. Among the eight Illinois deaths from COVID-19 reported yesterday was an individual at Stateville Correctional Center. There were also nearly 80 inmates at the Joliet prison who've been placed in isolation. Also among those testing positive and in isolation were 11 staff members. Illinois Public Health Director Dr. Ngaze Ezike says the congested setting of prisons makes it difficult to do social isolation.
Those who are incarcerated obviously live and work and eat and study and recreate all within that same environment, heightening the potential for COVID-19 to spread really quickly once it's introduced.
Pritzker says there are protocols being followed at prisons, including the use of PPE. There have been more than 5,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Illinois and 73 deaths. An additional 461 cases were reported yesterday. See more on these stories and our daily blog at WGLT.org/coronavirus. An Illinois Wesleyan University economics professor says any economic recovery is tied directly to how quickly coronavirus concerns dissipate. Mike Seaborg tells Eric Stock the recent economic stimulus package will help stabilize the economy. That will only buy about 2 months unless we flatten the curve.
The total package is just huge. It's $2 trillion. It's the largest spending package ever passed by Congress. And I think it's called for, given the severity of the economic shock that the pandemic has imposed on us.
Naturally, this had to be done quickly, and payouts were pretty evenly distributed. Now, higher-income folks got less, and the brunt of the damage is impacting generally lower-income workers, the hourly employees, gig employees, et cetera. $1,200 is only a fraction of the money that some of those workers are losing. Others aren't really losing any, though. So what kind of impact do you feel that those payouts will make?
Well, they'll have a large impact. We're currently using a sort of a metaphor, a medical metaphor. The economy is sort of in an induced coma right now as a result of the stay home policy and social distancing that we're going through, and so the shock to the economy is really huge, as indicated by the unemployment claims statistics that we got a week ago, which were up to some over 3 million people, a record by far from the previous high. And so the economy really got slammed and is in sort of an induced coma, I would say. And pretty soon we need life support. And this relief legislation will bring some life support to the economy.
Do you think that the recession is inevitable, or will flattening the curve quickly possibly prevent that?
No. The recession is inevitable. The best case scenario in my mind is for a short recession, a recession that is going to be steep. We're going to have very rapid increases in unemployment. All the indicators show that, and minorities and less educated workers are going to bear the brunt of that initially, until the stimulus starts coming through. But the hope is if we can combat this pandemic effectively enough to bend the curve and begin to bring the number of cases and deaths downward, then we can begin to grow the economy.
That was Illinois Wesleyan Economics Professor Mike Seaborg speaking with Eric Stock. Before we let you go, the Heartland Community College Board meets tonight at 5, virtually, of course. On the agenda is the President's Report on the Facilities Master Plan Update. Thanks for listening. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. Learn more at CIRA.com.